From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Late on Thursday, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the United States is focused on diplomacy with North Korea, but that it's his responsibility to have military options ready.
My portfolio, my mission, my responsibility is to have military options should they be needed. However, right now, Secretary Tillerson, Ambassador Haley, you can see the American effort is diplomatically led. It has diplomatic traction. It is gaining diplomatic results. And I want to stay right there right now. The tragedy of war is well enough known. It doesn't need another characterization beyond the fact that it would be catastrophic.
This is in contrast to President Donald Trump, who stiffened his resolve against North Korea, saying that if Pyongyang initiates warfare, quote, things will happen to them like they never thought possible. North Korea's military said Thursday that it would hand the regime's leader, Kim Jong-un, a plan to fire missiles over Japan toward the American territory of Guam. Voters in Kenya are awaiting the announcement Friday of the winner of the nation's presidential election. The vote marks opposition leaders Raila Odinga's second attempt in 4 years to defeat President Uhuru Kenyatta. Odinga is criticizing the vote as being flawed. This despite the opinion of a panel of international observers. Early results released by the Electoral Commission so far show Kenyatta with a 9-point lead. The opposition is rejecting those results as fraudulent. Babu Owino is a member of the Parliament's opposition party. He says Kenya is worth dying for.
I know we love this country so much, and Kenya is worth dying for. And if Kenya is worth dying for, my only regret is that if I die, I'll only die once.
This is VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan say overnight counterterrorism airstrikes by international forces in eastern Nangarhar province have killed at least 16 civilians, including women and children. A spokesman for NATO's Resolute Support Mission told VOA that they're looking into the allegations and will provide an update when appropriate. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration is considering arming Ukraine with lethal defensive weapons that Kiev could use against Russia-backed separatists. The debate comes as Trump's new envoy on Ukraine, Kurt Volker, is expected to soon visit Russia. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports from Washington.
Supplying lethal defensive weapons to Ukraine to fend off Russia-backed separatists would mark a turning point in U.S. policy. Until now, only non-lethal military gear has been provided, and critics say a deterrence to further Russian aggression is long overdue. Advocates argue that sending a message of strength would be timely after Moscow retaliated against U.S. sanctions by expelling American embassy staff from diplomatic property and demanding their numbers be reduced by over 700. But opponents worry that supplying lethal weapons to Ukraine could escalate the conflict and provoke retaliation from the Kremlin, which has already denounced the possibility as raising tensions. Russia's comparative military might with Ukraine makes the supply of U.S. weapons more of a political and morale boost for Kiev than a defensive one, note analysts. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Washington.
Migrants from Syria, Yemen, and Haiti who fled war and poverty for the United States are now leaving in droves for a new life in Canada. Canadian authorities say around 1,500 asylum seekers crossed into Quebec in July alone. Sometimes taxis carry them right to the border, other times they walk, pulling their luggage behind them. Brenda Shanahan is a Canadian lawmaker.
It's not a free ticket for refugee status, not at all. And we would actually like to make that very clear, that regardless of what people are reading on social media and so on, crossing the border here does not guarantee an automatic entry.
Authorities say the determination of refugee status is done on a case-by-case basis. China has expressed strong dissatisfaction Friday after an American warship sailed near an artificial island in the disputed South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said in a statement the ship has violated Chinese international law, undermined Chinese sovereignty and security, and endangered the safety of frontline personnel. U.S. officials say the military will continue to sail, fly, and operate wherever permitted by international law. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.